Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson, and this is the Jamaica and Caribbean Weekly News Summary for the week ending November 3rd, 2023. The Jamaica Weekly News Summary is brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Largest earthquake in more than 50 years hits Jamaica. On October 30th, 2023, Jamaica recorded an earthquake with a magnitude of 5.6. It was followed by an 8-hour period marked by some 70 aftershocks. The quake's epicenter was about 10 kilometers south of Buff Bay in Portland Parish, but it was felt throughout the island in the Bahamas, the Caymans, Haiti, Cuba, and United States minor outlying islands. According to the Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Desmond McKenzie, the significant earthquake was the largest Jamaica has experienced in more than 50 years. While the quake was measured at 5.6 on the Richter scale, it had a maximum intensity of 7, he added. Despite its strength, the quake caused minimal damage and no reported loss of life. Jamaica and Ghana working together to build country-style community tourism network. Jamaica is cooperating with Ghana to create a country-style tourism network, CCTN, with an experienced leadership team. As a member of the World Tourism Network, the Jamaica Country-Style Community Tourism Network is moving into Africa via Ghana. The new arrangement highlights the importance of local community in sustaining the tourism sector. Community tourism consultant, trainer, and president founder of Country Style Community Tourism Network and Villages as Businesses, VAB, Diana McIntyre-Pike, OD, BSc, will be one of the leaders providing Jamaica's model of community tourism to the West African nation. Also working on the project in Jamaica is Jamaica-born and Ghana-based Audley Sinclair Morris. This week's Caribbean news. Grenada's Prime Minister says Caribbean must lead on issues important to people of African heritage. In an interview with Essence magazine, Grenada's Prime Minister Dixon Mitchell said he believes that the Caribbean region must continue its leadership on issues of importance to people of African descent. As Grenada officially begins the start of its 50th independence anniversary on February 7, 2024, with celebrations scheduled to occur throughout the country over the coming 3 months, the Prime Minister says the country intends to become a republic and remove the British monarchy as its head of state. He is hopeful that this will happen under his leadership, but also stated that this was not an immediate priority for Grenada, which is currently focused on economic and social issues. Prime Minister Mitchell added that Grenada and the Caribbean region must lead on the issues of reparations and reparatory justice encompassing black people throughout the world. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at info@jamaicans.com. News of Jamaicans living abroad. Jamaican migrant workers in Canada report being required to work like animals. Migrant workers from Jamaica have published an open letter to the Canadian government on October 18, 2023, to protest being treated like animals. Representatives of the Jamaican government visited several farms in Ontario in response to the claim by the workers. The letter is currently being reviewed by the Canadian government. The visits by Jamaican authorities occurred following a tense season involving migrant farmers working in Canada's Temporary Foreign Workers Program, and after some workers in Ontario posted the open letter on the Justice for Migrant Workers website. The letter did not identify the farms where the posters worked, But Jamaica's Labour Minister, Pernell Charles Jr., went to more than 10 farms, stating his commitment to the fair rights and working conditions of Jamaican migrant farmers, and said he wants to ensure that the issue is resolved. This week's business news. Negril approved for dinner in the sky dining. Visitors to Negril will soon be able to enjoy their meals at tables fixed to platforms suspended in the sky by a crane in a concept known as Dinner in the Sky. This is the first time the concept has been offered in the Caribbean. The Westmoreland Municipal Corporation got its approval to the plan, which was submitted by KSLOR in the Sky in September 2023. KSLOR plans to create its facility in Negril's West End. According to the KSLOR website, the project allows 22 diners to be lifted 45 meters up to enjoy gourmet cuisine, unlimited premium drinks, spectacular views, and a virtual reality theme park experience. Stakeholders in Negril heartily welcomed the idea. The Dinner in the Sky concept first launched in Belgium in 2006 and is currently operational in 66 countries on 5 continents. According to Forbes magazine, the eateries offer the world's most high-end dining experience. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Jamaican dancehall artist Gully Bop has passed. Pastor Chris Tate of El Shaddai Prophetic Ministries announced to The Observer Online that the dancehall entertainer Gully Bop died at Kingston Public Hospital on October 30, 2023. Gully Bop was the professional name of Robert Lee Malcolm, who rose to stardom in 2014 with his song Body Specialist. A video of the artist DJing the song on the streets was a viral hit on social media and brought him to the public's attention in a real rags-to-riches story. He performed as the closing act on Sting in December of 2014. He had been treated for kidney disease in the past few months prior to his admittance to the hospital. This week's sports news. Jamaican swimmer Emily McDonald impresses at Pan Am Games. In her first finals at the Pan Am Games, Jamaica's Emily McDonald brought a great performance and improvement in the 50 freestyle. She came close to her personal best time of 26.22 seconds in the 50-meter freestyle, swimming 26.23 seconds, to make the final, where she posted a time of 26.37 seconds. McDonald has the two fastest times ever turned in by a Jamaican woman at the Pan Am Games. She is the fourth fastest Jamaican woman at the multi-sports games. Her performance there was her first swim at the games since 2021. Sharika Jackson nominated for World Athletics Fair Play Award. Jamaican Sharika Jackson received a nomination from World Athletics for its International Fair Play Award. Also nominated was sprinter Sha'Carri Richardson of the United States. The two runners were selected jointly following their respective gold medal and bronze medal wins in the 200-meter final at the World Athletics Championships in Budapest. After the race, they had a spontaneous embrace to bring them their nominations. They are among 6 athletes nominated to receive the Fair Play Award. The winner will be announced in Monaco on December 11, 2023. Jackson will also receive an honorary degree from the University of Technology in Jamaica for her outstanding performance on the track at the university's graduation ceremonies on November 17th and 18th, 2023 at the Papine campus. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at info@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson. You can listen to me on Saturdays at 6 p.m. at theEnglishConnectionMedia.com for The Conduit Show. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.